While no attacks were carried out, the threats are causing concern. Leon County schools and sheriff's officers are reviewing the district's security plans. School Board Chair Dee Dee Rasmussen says students are affected by world events.
We have 50 schools and 33,000 students. We are, in fact, a microcosm of the broader society. So you will see issues that you see in any community, you will see in our schools.
Currently, school resource deputies are stationed at every middle and high school and rotate between elementary schools. Superintendent Jackie Pons wants to expand that law enforcement presence.
One of the issues I'm real concerned about that I'm bringing forward will be bringing safety officers back into our elementary schools.
Some worry law enforcement intervention in schools can have unintended consequences. Earlier this fall, a video went viral depicting a South Carolina student being thrown to the floor and dragged out of class by a law enforcement officer. But Pond says Leon County's deputies work to build a culture of trust and respect.
I can't ever remember a case when they haven't done just an exceptional job, and we're very fortunate to have them. If we're going to solve problems of crime in the community, it really starts with how we work together and the respect that students should have for law enforcement.
Sheriff Mike Wood will meet with Leon County principals in January to discuss safety protocols for field trips. For WFSU News, I'm Kate Payne.